Our guest on our program today, Kapil Arora from Iowa State University Extension. He is a field ag engineer. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me here today.
It's been a while, but every time we start getting up to some field day opportunities or things for producers that you think are of interest, you get to have a chance for you to come in and visit us. And I do appreciate that. We do have an interesting presentation that you guys have been working on. You've actually haven't done all the research on it. You've been kind of watching what's been going on. Tell me a little bit about this. It's going to be a soil compaction field day.
Yes, Jim, soil compaction is a question that sometimes if you have normal weather conditions, proper fertilization, you may not see what kind of damage it does. But when the weather conditions are not right and you add some soil moisture in there and you get out there with equipment that you have, compaction can happen, and it can create yield differences from 10 to 20%, which is a big number and a big impact on the bottom line of any producer.
Yeah, because you know what it's going to cost to put it all in. It's what you're going to be able to get out of it.
Yes, that's true. And with the equipment getting bigger and bigger, with producers wanting to get more things done quicker, because we are always playing this cat and mouse game with the weather, and we want to get things done. Equipment and the soil conditions make a difference on this soil compaction.
So, Professor, is it Marie?
Mahari Tatisky.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the guy who has done compaction and soil dynamics research for the last 20 plus years, and I've teamed up with him, and we are bringing this soil compaction field day, and it'll be at our Ag Engineering Agronomy Research Farm here, just east of Boone.
Okay.
It'll be on November 15th.
Okay.
We're going to talk about compaction, and we're going to talk about Mahari's research and what he's seeing as far as tires and tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And
doing the comparison work and
doing those comparisons, and then also the impacts of inflation pressures, how you can manage some of that inflation pressure on the tires between what the road conditions are versus what you should or you may be able to do for field conditions. Because if you deflate the tires, you actually will increase the footprint of that tire, and you can spread the load out. Therefore, you have more square inches underneath that tire over which the load that you are carrying, or if you actually have an implement engaged, that drawbar load that the implement puts on the tractor, it gets distributed over a larger footprint, which in other words is less pounds
per square inch.
Yes,
there we go. It's math, simply math. I'd like it when you describe it. Yeah, when we take the air out, we get the cheeks.
Yes, we get on those tires, and if they are capable of being deflated, certain tires are, while other tires may not be able to get that deflation, because you have to have strong sidewalls.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll basically ruin the tire. So as you deflate them, they flatten out, but their cheeks come out.
So part of this, I'm guessing, he's taking a look at different tires, some of the
He's looking at those conditions, and we actually, at the field day, will demonstrate some of the tires, both in inflated conditions and deflated conditions. And also we'll have a tractor that will run. We have sensors buried at different depths.
Okay.
So we'll actually be able to show live demonstration of how far down you actually can pick up the soil pressure that is created by the weight of the tractor going over it. So you can actually see the sensor that's the closest, how the peak on the pounds per square inch show up, and then with depth, how far down do you see it, versus if now you are deflated.
Sure.
What is that comparison?
I think one of the things, you know, when you started, you said in ideal conditions. Nobody ever has ideal conditions. And from one spot in the field to the next might be different.
That is very true also, especially in the central and north central areas here where we are in the pothole region. We may have higher moisture down into the soils that do not have enough drainage porosity in them, so they may be wetter than mm-hmm. the rest of the field. So that does become a question on how do you treat those areas, and if compaction occurs, it has its detriment on the yield.
So I don't know that on this particular event, because it's you have limited participation on this. I think there are some others around the state maybe, but this, I'm not sure.
This is our first one that we are doing. So we are kind of testing the waters as well. We do want producers engaged into this question. So that's why we are bringing it out. We are also wanting to learn back from them what are their issues and how some of the folks may already be doing compaction management. But then we are sharing the knowledge we have developed out mm-hmm. of Mahari's research as to what actions they can put into place to be able to do compaction management. One other thing we are doing at this field day is we are building a soil lasagna.
Okay, this I got to hear now. Tell me about this.
Soil lasagna is basically a layered soil and rock formation. So we have 4 inches of soil, then 4 inches of rock, then 4 inches of soil, 4 inches of rock, four inches all the way to the top surface. Now, by doing that, we are able to then dig out a trench on one end of this lasagna, and you can actually see the face of that lasagna that gets exposed in that vertical wall in the trench. And if you all will drive the vehicles on top of it ahead of time, so you actually get the compaction in place beforehand, and then you actually dig the trench, and then it exposes that surface.
So you can see what it looks like.
So you can see the deformation on that lasagna. When you built it, the layers were all straight.
Yeah.
But when different weights go across this lasagna, the deformation mm-hmm. is actually different.
Okay.
And higher loads, more pounds per square inch, will push things down deeper and create more deformation. It's a very good way of visually seeing, which you may not see otherwise in a regular soil, because you're never really going to trench down
and take a look at that.
And by creating this layers, you actually have a dark soil layer and a lighter gravel layer, so it shows up pretty good.
Want to emphasize for some of those producers that may have had this happen, had the pipeline go through, or have wind turbines around there, it's not construction. We're not talking about construction compaction here. We're talking about just our regular ag operations.
Yes, we are talking regular operations that we do, which impacts all producers who are farming out there. So this is soil conditions, the tires you are using on the vehicles mm-hmm. or on the tractors that are running in the field, or combines or planters, and that's the main thing we want to get across. And also working with inflation pressures, and how do you manage and get that under control so you can actually minimize the impacts of soil compaction.
Okay. So this is going to be, and I do want to emphasize again, there is limited space available to participate.
Yes.
But obviously, people that are interested and have information they might want to share as well, they are really the ones you'd like to have come to this.
Yes, and we can take 50 participants because we only have certain amount of space.
Yep.
And we actually are already half full, I looked at it this morning before I got here, and we already have 26 participants signed up. So if you are interested, do sign up. We are providing a free lunch thanks to Iowa Corn Growers Association. So the program starts at about 10 a.m. Now with registration, we'll start off our presentations at 10. Then we'll kind of work in small groups, have lunch, and then we'll go out into the field. I'm just going to give it enough time to warm up in the morning before we get out in the
mid-November field. Can be a little cool.
Depending on the day, we can be a little chilly.
If we get some sun, that'll help.
So in the afternoon, then we'll get to do the field activities, see the lasagna, see the inflation deflation mechanism that you can actually put on a tractor or an implement tires. And then we'll also do driving off the tractors and the tractor over the sensors. And we'll end off the day with a visit to our soil dynamics lab, where we will actually be doing our compaction university starting next summer.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, again, you've got a number of different, you mentioned the corn growers, of course. You have other businesses, and you have, for other events that have gone on out at the farm, you do get a lot of businesses or suppliers, equipment manufacturers and that make equipment, tires available, things like that. So
CNH is actually very kind. They are providing the tractors and the tractor for us to bring out and use during the field day. Elder Corporation is helping us out immensely by actually taking on the labor to build the lasagna for us. So they are doing pretty good efforts in collaboration with us. We are managing, but they are the ones doing the work for us.
To lay it out the way so that it makes sense to when producers are there to look at it.
And then AgriBrink is another company that has a inflation deflation mechanism that can do simultaneous deflation of all tires. If it is mounted correctly and built to the specifications, and then it can do the inflation of all tires simultaneously. There are other companies out there that actually also make certain systems, and I know John Deere is also in the space to getting their inflation deflation systems in the tractors. But AgriBrink is a local Boone County company. They were originally from Canada, and if you actually go to their website, you'll see it still shows their
Canadian address.
Address. But they are right here on Story Boone County line, and they'll bring couple pieces of equipment that has the inflation deflation mechanism mounted on it, and since they are so close, other companies are actually out of state. So
they're there.
They're there. Yes.
And we're seeing. And I know one thing we talked a little bit before we started with AI, folks. Farming. You're going to dealing with a lot of artificial intelligence here, but the way it's going right now with the technology involved. A lot of this will be things that producers are going to be looking at. How are we going to be you know, we had a very wet spring, and it's totally not wet right now.
Right now, I do not know how much AI is already in place, but I almost envision that once the tractor and the implement, let's say in spring, gets into the field and you engage the implement for doing its work, the tractor recognizes now that it is in a field environment and may even have cameras mounted to know the verification that it is in the field, and automatically the deflation mechanism engages and deflates the tires. And then when you are done doing, let's say it's cultivation, the field is done and you get to the edge of the field and you push the button, AI kicks in, it recognizes that
we're going on the road again.
We're going out on the road again and starts inflating the tires.
It's amazing the way, and these are things I know that you get to see, and your professors that are doing the research, they get to see these kind of things and how it's going to be implemented.
Yes, and definitely we do not want to be out there sitting for half an hour waiting for the tires to inflate or deflate. So these mechanisms that can simultaneously manage all tires at the same time and inflate them. Yes, there is going to be some delay. You're not going to be an instant inflation, deflation. That just is not there. We're not there yet. But definitely is going to have some time lag, and it's going to require you to do that management.
Sure. And for those that are wondering, yes, I know we've got a lot of guys around here that go with track.
Yes.
And there is certain amounts of compaction with that as well. There are, again, differences that they will be able to see on some of this.
Yes, and that is the comparison we want to show is a fully inflated radial tire. How comparable is it to tracks versus how comparable is it to deflated tires? Mm-hmm. And then between tracks and deflated tires, what is the comparison on, especially on those pounds per square inch that we were talking about earlier?
Makes a big difference too. I wanted to, for those that are interested now, you would like to have them registered by November 11th. And like you said, it's filling fast.
Yes.
So the sooner the better. They could call the extension office here, talk to Jess Soderstrom. She could get them signed up for it.
Yes. If you do not have access to get online, just call the extension office. She'll get you signed up. We are also keeping November 22nd in our hip pocket in case November 15th turns out to be a crappy day. So
like you're talking rain.
Many of us would like to see some rain happen, and it is good for the soil moisture and other things as well. But if it happens to be on that day and we cannot operate and run, then November 22nd is our fallback.
The one thing that I think is important that producers that might be contemplating, this might be a good opportunity to do this, because should this be successful, if this works out to be the way, you'll be doing more next year. And a lot of this will probably not be free events. It might be, you might have a fee.
Yes, and that's the way several of our extension programming in the future may go down, the way...
Cover some of the expenses associated.
Cover some of the expenses associated with things. And our compaction university that we are thinking and right now planning for will actually be able to do some actual demonstrations in our soil dynamics lab, where we actually have a soil bin where we can actually run single tire under different conditions.
Okay.
And simulate field conditions right there.
Okay. So for those that are interested, once again, register as soon as you can, at least before November 11th. This is coming up on November 15th, and it will be at the Extension Engineering Farm east of Boone.
Yes, we are starting that day for the classroom activities in the morning. Just south of the research farm is our field extension education lab.
Okay.
Our classroom activities will be right there. So we will send notice to folks once they are registered with the directions and everything.
All right.
So they can come up to there.
Sounds interesting. These are kinds of things you guys get an opportunity to work on. And people do need to try to resolve this. It's a learning experience for producers, even if they've been out there a long time. So.
Yes. And compaction has been an issue forever and ever. And several of our soils behave that way. So it'll be a good learning opportunity for all parties.
All right. Kapil Arora has been our guest on the program today, field agricultural engineer. Once again, you can, I know if they go online to like the extension website, they'll find the QR code there. They can get themselves registered pretty quickly.
Yes. So. If you just search soil compaction field day, Iowa State University, it'll pop up and there's QR codes that'll, you scan them and it takes you directly to the website to register, or the news release has links in it. You just click on the link and it'll take you to the web page to register.
You say the professor's name again, Mahari?
Mahari Titiski.
He's been doing this a number of years.
So he's got a lot of
knowledge built up on different aspects.
And he'll be there on the field day with us right there.
All right. Hey, I thank you for taking time to come and visit with us and let us know about what's going on with this. I find it interesting, and I think we've got some people around here that... might be able to participate and offer some ideas and learn some things about it.
Yeah, definitely. This is a two-way communication street because we want things that are practical and doable for the farmers. Yeah. And that feedback loop and how things work for them on their farms is of interest back to us. We don't want to be in our silo sitting around and just saying, yeah, this is what's going to be the answer.
And then because everyone's, and every field's a little different, too.
Yes. Every county is different. Every field is different.
Yeah. I do appreciate you taking time to join us. Thanks so much, Kapil Arora, our guest on the program this morning.
Yeah, Jim, thank you for having me.